Leaders at the G20 are being urged to support privatised free trade by the Australian Taxpayers Alliance. This was the goal of the ATA's G20 free market rally, which took place on the South Bank parklands earlier today. Some 36 demonstrators braved the sweltering mid-morning heat to listen to speakers promoting the virtues of free trade. One such speaker was Dr. Andrew Lemming, MP for Bowman, who said Australia needs to focus on training young workers and increasing international standards of living for developing economies. Mr. Lemming believes Australia has the capability to boost economies in Southeast Asia and India into the middle class by exporting natural commodities.
Look, we've got every commodity known to man here somewhere under the ground, right? Or under the seas. And not only that, don't let anyone tell you that they're non-renewable and they're going to disappear. We have decades of them.
Professor Jim Allen from the UQ School of Law said the rise of free markets have made the world a better place to live in by promoting the spread of ideas, wealth and technology through trade.
When people come together against the backdrop of a few general basic rules and they start entering into deals with each other and they trade for what other people have, you've got no central planning at all in the sense of aiming for some sort of output plan, and yet you get this incredibly efficient allocation of resources.
The G20 talks are set to focus strongly on the effect of free trade on economic growth. Earlier this week, during the APEC forum, Australia and China announced the finalisation of a trade agreement on goods exports. During their speeches at the free market rally, both Andrew Lemming and Professor Allen said Australia was focusing too much on free trade with China at the expense of the rest of Southeast Asia. The event organiser, Ben Riley, was more optimistic about the deal.
It's encouraging seeing that it looks like they've been looking at another free trade agreement on Monday getting signed with China, and that's creating all sorts of opportunities for Australians, but at the same time it also increases consumer choice from those in China and opens markets for those in China.
Jack Laurie, The Source News.